Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:16 on this Wednesday morning, January 19th. Highs of 72 today. And then get ready, 10 days of cold weather. Matter of fact, I meant to rub this in Dave Cohen's face and I forgot. For 10 days, we won't get back to, we won't get out of the 50s, I think is what he's telling me. And I will add that the pecan trees finally lost their leaves, which is what the old timers say, that when the leaves fall, winter is here in this area. And usually it happens before Christmas. It didn't this year, but once again, nature tells us. Highs of 48 tomorrow, windy, colder, a wintry mix. It could be a raw day on Friday, rain, and temperatures only in the 30s, 46 for a high Saturday, 49 Sunday, then in the 50s for Monday and Tuesday right now. As we take a look at the temperatures around the different areas, 55 degrees in Slidell, 54 in Metairie, 55 in Gretna, and here in Belchase, it is 51. So the Republican National Committee says it's going to try to keep the GOP candidate from participating in these debates, which have become, I guess, high-stakes theater. I don't know if anything substantial really comes out of it. Somebody texted in and said they definitely watched the debate for entertainment purposes, just waiting to see which side tells the biggest bold-faced lie. So let's talk about this with David Schultz, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University. Good morning. How are you, David?
I'm doing very well. Hope you're well and hope the audience is well today.
Thank you. In terms of cold weather, you probably chuckled at me saying raw and highs of 39 with a wintry mix maybe. What are you guys looking at up there in Minnesota?
Okay, so yesterday we had a heat wave. We were 43 and sunny and we thought it was great. Right now it's 3 degrees. And the wind chill, do you talk about wind chills where you are, too?
We do, occasionally. Yeah. We talk more about heat feels like, which I don't,
sure.
Either way, it, yeah, go ahead, though.
Okay, so our wind chill is about 15 below zero, but then tonight we're going to real temperature about 12 below zero. So it's pretty cold right now.
So let me ask you this, bro. When you put the garbage out, do you put all this stuff on? Do you put like 15 layers of garbage on, or of clothing on, or do you just run out and drag the streak to the can in a t-shirt and shorts and then run back in the house?
Well, when I was younger and dumber, I probably would have done that. Now that I'm older and marginally smarter, I try to put on more clothing. But there are some people who will still run out. And what will amaze me is school starts back up tomorrow. I will have students who will show up to class, T-shirts and shorts.
Flip-flops, right? No socks?
Flip-flops. Yeah. And they'll think it's like being at South Padre or something like that.
Crazy.
And just nuts, absolutely nuts.
Let's talk about this Republican National Committee, Commission on Presidential Debates. I could see where they would have a beef in terms of Steve Scully of C-SPAN. He was going to host a debate that was canceled, I think, because of COVID. He was a member of a Biden staff before that. Tell me, I guess we should start, Steve, with the Debates Commission, Commission of Presidential Debates. It's a nonprofit. Who is in charge of that? How'd they come about, and how fair are they, et cetera?
Well, let's just basically say there's supposed to be an independent commission. At one point was what the League of Women Voters was sponsoring the debates. This is supposed to be a nonpartisan commission. At the end of the day, it really isn't. It's basically an organization that really favors the two major parties. And I mention this because it's been so difficult over the years to get, let's say, third parties in. I mean, go back to the 90s. Ross Perot did qualify because he was, polling at like 15 or 20%. But generally, you wind up getting the two candidates from Democratic Republican parties. Public never gets to hear third party candidates. Now they say, well, it's because they don't have enough support. Well, you don't get enough support unless you get media coverage, and you don't get media coverage unless you have support. So the commission kind of dooms the whole process to just being the two candidates, other parties. And as you pointed out, over time, it's become less substantive and more gotcha. And I can think of over time, you know, major debates where everybody's waiting in bated breath for some candidate to say something stupid or to make a mistake or to me, you know, I'm old enough to remember back 1988 when Dan Quayle in the vice presidential debate compares himself to JFK and Lloyd Benson just dismantles him on television, you know, but, you know, by saying, you know, I knew JFK, he was a friend of mine, you know, JFK. So it's waiting for things like that, but we're not hearing serious debate about policy. It's one-liners and gotchas.
You opened my eyes again, slapped me in the face with reality about the Commission on Presidential Debates excluding third-party candidates. I'd not even thought about that, but it does seem to avoid the appearance of impropriety. If you got a guy that was on the staff of one of the candidates that is in the debate, you wouldn't want him to host it. And that was part of the problem the Republican National Committee has with this. Let's talk about moving forward. What happens? And for those that have not seen that moment, you need to Google it. Lloyd Benson, Dan Quayle. Benson, as I understand it, had been prepped for the question, was hoping he would, not the question, but the comment, he was hoping he would get that comparison. And then he looked like the cat that swallowed the canary when Quayle said it. 6:22, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, talking to our friend David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about the RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniels, saying that the Republican candidate there, here's the deal. You got the primaries and you got the debates. So the Republican National Committee is going to ask the candidates to sign a pledge saying they won't take part in the presidential debates if they get the nomination. However, this presidential debate commission deals directly with the candidate, not the party. So I guess what I'm wondering here, David, is who's driving the ship? Because the debate people don't really have a debate unless they have a candidate. And a candidate, if they don't take part in the debate, maybe loses a chance to get a lot of publicity. And what does the research show in terms of these debates making up people's mind? Is it substantive or is it just a sideshow that we watched and hope for the burn and a crash?
Well, it is a sideshow, but still the debates are heavily watched in terms of like the most, let's say, watched event for the entire presidential election. The evidence is suggesting that it moves only a small percentage, because by the time you get to the debates, you probably have, look, especially now in politics, you probably have about 95% of the voters that have made up their mind. You know, we're so polarized. Republicans not going to vote for a Democrat, Democrat not going to vote for a Republican, no matter what. So we're down to a small number of voters. And at that point, it could still make a difference, you know, that we're still talking about, you know, 5% of the voters, you know, a few million voters. It might make a difference. But in terms of it really being something that, you know, moves droves of people, you know, tens of millions, not really anymore. And again, coming back to your comment right before the break about Lloyd Benson, you know, and about he was sort of primed on it. Candidates are so primed on the questions they want to answer. And you probably noticed this too, is that, you know, a reporter asks a question and the candidate never answers it. They answer what they want to answer. So you don't really have a debate and it's all canned. Plus, what I mean by canned is that everybody knows what's going to be asked. Everybody knows what the answers are going to be. I don't know, to me, it's like watching a I think what I was going to say is like it's like watching a reality show.
A so-called reality show. I totally agree with you.
Exactly.
And then at the end, they have a spin room where what are they trying to do? Spin the debate. They call it that. Everybody's up front about it. Real quick, before we run out of time, who blinks on this deal? Who's got more to lose and what do you see happening?
I think at the end, the party blinks because the candidate is going to really want to be able to do this kind of a debate, because at the end of the day, you don't want to take the chance with the stakes that high of not showing up, missing, you know, essentially free publicity for a couple hours. So I think at the end of the day, what the RNC is trying to do is force the debate commission change the rules.
Yeah, earlier dates is a good thing, though, with earlier voting, don't you think?
I think they have to do it much earlier because people are voting, 45 days in advance?
Right. Thank you. I appreciate your time as always, David. Stay warm.
Same to you. Bye.
Enjoy those flip-flops and shorts. David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University in Minnesota, where I think the chill factor is like 100,000 below or something.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.